Greetings. It's Friday, March 17th, 2017. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. This is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, at Dragonfly Cottage in Wilmington, North Carolina, coming to you here from the coast. Well, I am breathing a sigh of relief. My whole body seems to have been coming down from some kind of tied up in knots over the moon place where I was just in such extreme anxiety before my procedure on Wednesday that my body didn't let loose and let down for a couple of days, and I am feeling so relieved today and so much better, and I haven't been out all week since Monday except to go to the procedure, so I went out today to therapy, and that was really wonderful. I love my therapist, Helene, and she has now left the location where she was and has not yet gotten into her new office, so she is seeing some few clients in her office at home. So I got to go to her home for my appointment, which was fun because she has two large dogs, a lab and a German shepherd. And the lab is adorable, but this German shepherd is so beautiful, she took my breath away. Her name is Luna, and she is pure white. I never saw a white shepherd before. And the sweetest, sweetest baby. They both are very, very sweet. And Helene was trying to keep them out of the office. I guess some people don't like dogs, but I am a dog person who lives with three pugs. And I was wearing what I call my pug sweater. It's my favorite sweater that I wear around the house when it's cold, but also I'll wear it out on a cold day. And of course it's black, and it has some floral thing at the top, but I have three fawn pugs. So my sweater has pug hair all over it. And these two dogs didn't know what to do with themselves with the smell of the pugs. They were so cute. And I said to Helene, let them in. It's fine with me. I'm a dog person and I'm really comfortable with dogs. So I had most of my therapy session with two big dogs in the room, and that was delightful. If you're an animal person, an animal will take down stress just a million times over. I think the reason I didn't just totally flip out before my procedure, when I shook all night the night before and couldn't sleep, was I would have breaks in the shaking briefly here and there, and it's because I sleep with my three pugs, and they were with me and snuggled all in with me. And pugs are like little service dogs. They are so sensitive and so bonded to their person. They are really, really bonded to their person. In fact, I've only got one here that plays with toys. The other will carry one around once in a while. My little girl doesn't touch them. They're not the kind of dog that wants to really do anything but to be with their person. And of course, pugs for, 1,000 years or more were strictly in China. They wouldn't let them out of the country, and they were raised to be lap dogs for the royalty. And we're no royalty here, but it is lap dog territory here. They really keep me calm. In fact, I lost my little girl pug Laverne the 23rd of January. She was 16 years old, and she had a stroke, and it broke my heart. But I had the two girls and two boys. Now I have little Delilah and the two boys, Pugsley and Tanner. And Delilah is little. And several times a day, I just scoop her up and I hug her real close and I squeeze her and I kiss her in her face. And it's so funny because she will let me do it for a few minutes and then she starts wiggling and jiggling and wanting down. But she will let me do it at first. It's like she knows that I need to hold a pug. And at night, they're all snuggled up with me, so they help me quite a lot. So it was fun having therapy today with two big dogs. And Helene helped me a lot with the anxiety, and we are going to do a lot of work around anxiety. When, you know, if you asked me what I was anxious about, I would pretty much tell you everything. This comes out of, as we talked about today, growing up in a household where from the time you're four on, there is abuse, and it goes till you're 18, and there is sexual abuse, emotional abuse, all kinds of issues, and you never feel safe, and you are always in that fight or flight state. And that's the way that I grew up. So somehow or another, the anxiety got woven into the fabric of my being. And it makes me so afraid and so anxious a lot of the time. If you asked me why, I wouldn't be able to tell you. Because it's just my system is oriented that way. So I've really got a lot of work ahead of me. And the wonderful thing about Helene, and we have done some of this, and it was really wonderful. She does EMDR, and I forget what all the letters stand for, but it has to do with rapid eye movement. And it is a very specific technique that is extremely helpful. And we haven't done it for a while because what happened was the office that she worked for took in a handful of therapists that work with children, and it got so loud in there, it was awful trying to have a therapy session, and you've got to have quiet to do EMDR. And so that's where Helene decided to go out on her own, and her office is almost ready for her, but we did this session at her house today and probably will be at her house next week as well. So I had a day out for therapy, and then I went to the grocery store. And it's kind of funny, I don't go out much, and I'm not comfortable going many places, but for some reason, if I can get myself there, I enjoy the grocery store. And I like to kind of stroll around and look at things. And I did a nice food shopping because Noni, my dear, dear friend that is usually here on the weekend, and we usually have dinner on Friday night, and we do our big cooking on Saturday night with leftovers for the week ahead, and then we usually have dinner on Sunday night too, a light dinner. And she spends the night on Saturday night, and we get up and have coffee Sunday morning before she goes to work from 1 to 4 Sunday afternoon. So Noni and I have really gotten into a routine of being together on the weekend. And I really miss her. She left town on Wednesday and will not be back until Monday. So it is not a Noni weekend this weekend. So I did some nice food shopping and I got a quiche Lorraine that I will have for dinner probably tonight and tomorrow night. And of course there will be more than that. And have a nice glass of wine with it and relax. And what a week. But it's all over now, and I am relaxing. And the switch seemed to have flipped on the fight or flight, so I'm quieter. And I hope that you all have a lovely, beautiful weekend.